Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Emily Iannis, Executive Director of LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. On February 7th, the orchestra will perform its second subscription concert. Emily, what's on the program?
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks so much for having me. We have a really exciting program. It's centered around music from the 20s, and it's titled The Roaring 20s. We have a fabulous guest artist, a vocalist by the name of Rebecca Howell, coming in to sing some songs by Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, and George Gershwin. So a lot of those will be familiar tunes, as well as the Shostakovich piece called Tea for Two, and then a piece that was written with inspiration from Charlie Chaplin called The Great Chaplin Suite by a composer by the name of Elena Rusinova. So we've got a nice assortment of pieces to celebrate the Roaring 20s and the American Jazz Age.
So I was surprised to see two Russian or Russian-born composers in the program when you're celebrating Jazz Age America. You don't think, and I looked up the Shostakovich and Tea for Two, and it seems he had to renounce having written a piece that sounds so very much like an American Jazz Age work.
Oh, really? I did not know that. I'll have to ask Dr. Watson if she was aware of that.
So I understand that under Stalin, basically they had to deny the piece existed, and that the score was lost until the 1980s. And then I'm also interested in the work by Elena Rusinova, a contemporary.
Yes, and I believe this is a composer that, so this is a living modern composer. I believe Carolyn knows her personally, and we've actually communicated with her personally as well. She wrote this piece, she was inspired by silent films of the 1920s and especially by Charlie Chaplin. We played one of the movements from it at our summer outdoor concert in Friendship Gardens in Michigan City. So it's something that our orchestra is familiar with and has played before and is very well loved by audiences. And so she wanted to play the full work on this concert. So I'm not entirely sure what Elena Rusinova's background is. Obviously, she has a Russian last name. But I know that Carolyn knows her personally, so that would be an interesting question for Carolyn, for sure.
What is it that you particularly like about music from this period?
I love the song. So they will be singing, Rebecca, our guest vocalist, will be singing many songs from Anything Goes, which is just one of my all-time favorite musicals. And I think that our audiences are really going to love that. I also just love the Roaring 20s, the whole Jazz Age, Art Deco, flapper style. We're also planning to have a little costume contest and some fun pre-concert activities to celebrate the Roaring 20s. So we're very excited about bringing all of those elements of the Jazz Age into this event.
So you're inviting audience members to dress
That's
up?
That's right.
And where is the performance? How can listeners learn more about the program?
Yes. The performance is at LaPorte High School in their very new and lovely auditorium, great, great acoustic space. And it is on February the 7th at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door, but if audience or listeners would like to buy tickets, they could go to our website, lcso.net. Adult tickets are $26, seniors are $23, and students with ID and children are free.
And the whole concert program for this year, is there a particular focus to it? Does this one program concert fit into a larger scheme?
It does, yes. So we are celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So this is our second subscription concert in a four concerts. In November, we celebrated immigration and the contributions of immigrants to the United States with a piece about Ellis Island and with actors. And then we'll also, in March, have a concert with pieces that are celebrating Abraham Lincoln, one called Copeland's Lincoln Portrait, and another called Lincoln's Battle. And then we'll also have the New World Symphony, which Dvorak is also called his Symphony No. 9, and he wrote it based on his experiences in America. So we've really curated the whole season around the 250th birthday of the nation.
Terrific. A very patriotic year.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.